Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Then senior prophet had to go and meet him to advise him to change. That was Zedekiah. He went to him, he said, young man, when did God started leaving us and going to you to say the truth? You know when God started leaving them? I don't want to sound disrespectful. I would have said something that would scatter the whole internet. How can somebody tell me that bad people are against Tinubu, that people are against this present government, that a man of God is opening his mouth to say that evil people are against him? Evil man is there, you say evil people are against him. Evil himself. They are telling us evil people are against the administration, when evil is the administration. Then you think we should respect. I mean, it comes to a point where we are tired. Nigeria is going through a lot. See, Nigeria is going through a lot. A lot. A lot. You can imagine an election where people were killed, ballot papers were stolen, people were threatened not to vote a particular, and when they finish, they still crown somebody president. They should just make me chief of army staff for 2 days. Just 2 days. Or every election, they should make me chief of army staff. That's just what I want. If they can grant that wish to me, I'll be happy. Amen. That's funny. Well, before election starts, somebody came and said, it's my turn. We have no vote yet. He says, it's my turn. You know, it's so funny. How many of you do turn by turn when you were growing up for your games? Somebody said, it's my turn now to play. Yes, he just says, it's my turn. We're just like, is it, why are we playing a game? Like a joke, it was truly his turn. Nobody could do anything about it. Then such a person, is the Micaiah's they need. Now, listen carefully, please, people of God. Listen to me very carefully. There's something that I always tell my wife. If you look at that story carefully, you will see what is happening today. Nothing is new under the sun. Zedekiah came to Micaiah and said, keep your mouth shut. God cannot tell you a word for the king when we, your senior fathers of faith, are in the land. Then he said, my eyes were open before I came to the meeting the king invited me. Then I said, what did you see? He said, I saw a lying spirit come out and got into the heart of a mouth of you prophets. He said, I saw a lying spirit. I'm sure Micaiah will be like, which mouth? Zedekiah probably. He said he saw a lying spirit. Listen, when I looked at it very critically, how do we pave a way for lying spirit when our eyes are on rubbish? I'm very sure those anointed prophets were bought because of materialism. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Immediately they came to the king, the juicy offer, when they started eating everything, Micaiah did not eat. Then they just started eating everything. And the Bible said, the gift of a man maketh what? Way for it. Somebody gave you this thing, blah, blah, blah. They now say something, you want to say opposite. I'm sure that's how they paved the way for a lion spirit to get to their tongue. But the Lord anointed Micaiah to see it. That's why he refused all of the king's offer and was bold enough to tell the king the truth. I tell you the truth, if God had raised people or inspired people that we call fathers of faith in these high positions to have the impetus to say certain things, even politicians will be scared. They'll be scared in this country. It's the truth. See, the moment you say you are a man of God, your life does not matter again. A lot of people don't know that. You can't live for yourself again. I told my dad one time, he was laughing. I said, if you make up your mind to enter a political party that are thieves and say you want to contest in this nation, I'll be the first person to scatter your campaign. me as your firstborn, I'll be the firstborn. Say, don't vote a thief. Because I truly will not stand for what is right. Or what is wrong, I mean. I will never. I don't have that capacity. I don't have that patience. Because I'm not looking, you know, all my neighbors, they are into politics one time where I was staying before. They said, Pastor, I want to try to bring the whosoever in charge of this state to your church. You know, you have to just come, tell us what percentage you will give us. I said, what kind of stupid joke is this? To do Thanksgiving in my church, so when they come, they'll give donations. I said, what kind of a useless joke is this? I asked them the question, what kind of a useless thinking is this? They were amazed. So you don't care about all the... I said, God forbid, Bati. They should go and use it to build road. I said, what if government want to give money? I said, I don't want it. I said, wait, you will not collect government. I said, I don't want it. How well will I tell you? Go and use it. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was very, very amazed. He was very shocked. He says, like you have hammered all the money you want. I said, obviously, in Christ Jesus, I have all I need. I'm not trying to brag in the flesh. I'm telling you the truth. And all of a sudden, what did we see there? The king went. He went to fight. Did he not die? He died. So obviously, Micaiah was what? Right. Are you all listening to me? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. This is what Jesus told us to be careful of. Was it not one little lie that affected Israel today? Little lie. They gave the soldier money. What did Nan tell the soldier? If you observe, lion's speed is connected with mammon. Are you seeing it? Tell the people that they stole his body. The disciples came and stole his body in the night. Didn't you see it in the Bible? Liars. And when they just started saying that news, it spread till today. The present day Israel don't believe that Jesus resurrected. They don't believe. They won't believe in Jacob's covenant more than new creation reality. They don't believe all of these things we believe. Why do you think Paul said that in Romans 10:1? Look at it carefully, everybody. Let's read. Romans 10:1. Everyone, first NLT. Okay, let's read the Amplify, no problem. Let's read the NLT. One, two, go. Dear brothers, the longing of my heart, I'm what? For what? Is what? You see that? They are praying for Israel to be saved. A religious nation. Why? Because most of their practices were hinged on lies. Not lies because they obviously saw a lie and entered into it. But you see, their truth, their present day truth in their days that Paul was praying that they should pray for them to be saved was a valid system, a valid information in the days of Moses. But remember, Christ is the end of the law and all of his practices. So when Jesus came, Satan now steered their heart to believe what was gone already. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So what was supposed to pass? They were standing with it. I read a book many years ago called Lucifer Exposed by Derek Prince of Blessed Memory. He exposed all of these teachings there. He said the devil likes religion. In fact, he likes to strengthen the force of religion so that they can fight true Christianity. You know why? What has the potency to truly fight Christianity is not obvious darkness. It's religious darkness. And you know, religious darkness is stronger than all of this obvious darkness. The Bible said, if the light in you be darkness, how great is the darkness? Meaning a greater darkness are a people in greater darkness are a people that have assumptions of the truth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not the truth, but what? Assumptions of the truth. If you misunderstand the truth, you are worse than somebody that never had a clue of the truth before. That's why religious Christians are more dangerous than true Christians. Why do you think Paul would kill for God? He was killing in the name of God. Amen? He was killing. The Bible said Paul would go and kill Christians. On his way to Damascus, God encountered him and said, why are you persecuting me? He didn't even know God. He said, I'm not touching you. Who are you? Because to him, you know what he said somewhere? He said, I killed Christians with a clear conscience. Meaning that when he was killing Christians, he felt like he was doing God a favor. Are you all listening to me tonight? Religion is very terrible. Miles Monroe, blessed memory, said the greatest missile is not the one that Osama bin Laden or anybody has ever launched. He said it's religion. That's what Miles Monroe said. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? And that's why Jesus said, be careful of the yeast. Be careful. Be very careful. Don't joke with wrong doctrines. Don't joke with them. They have the potency to cause your life to be destroyed. Because information are more like the foundations we stand upon in life. That's why the Bible said our foundation should be Christ. His wisdom, His knowledge. If you are standing on anything rather than Christ, it's sinking sand. When the cares of this life rises upon you, you'll be sinking to the ground because you are not on the right foundation. It is only Christ that the Bible calls the rock. That's why when every other wisdom fails, the only wisdom, even doctors will tell you, what is your religion? If they try everything, they will tell you, go and trust in God. Are you all listening to me? Are you here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. So don't joke with wrong information at all. Don't joke with them. Paul warned us against them in several of his writings to Timothy, to Titus. He was warning them to make sure that they move in line. In fact, there's one beautiful scripture he gave us. Let me show you the scripture. Where he said, if we stay right with the true doctrines, we help ourselves and the people that hear us. That's 2 Timothy, isn't it? What scripture is that? Can you remember? 1 Timothy 4. Alright. 15 to 16. I want everybody to read together. 1 Timothy 4, 15 to 16. Let's read. Word to go. Be diligent. Okay, practice and work hard on the things. On these things. Be absorbed in them. So that your progress will be evident to all. Next part of scripture. Pay close attention to yourself. Concentrate on your personal development. And to your teaching. Persevere in these things. Hold on to them. For as you do this, you ensure your salvation. You ensure salvation both for yourself and those that hear you. Let's see it in the literal translation, NKJV. It says, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those that hear you. Take heed to yourself and to your doctrine. You see that? If you are not careful about doctrines, you may destroy yourself and the people that hear you. Are you all here? Very important. Close forevermore. So do not joke with the yeast of the Pharisees. The Bible said, be careful of them. Another scripture. Same part. Okay, 1 Timothy 6:3. I want us to read everything Paul said about false doctrine. 1 Timothy 6, from verse 3. He said, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, next part of scripture, he is proud, knowing what is what? Over from which come. Next part of scripture. Useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and what? who suppose that godliness is a means of gain, from such withdraw yourself. You see, when godliness look like a means to gain, you will not really want to say the truth. You will not be able to say the truth. Reduce the volume and play something else. You will not be able to say the truth. Are we together? Because you are careful as a pastor. If I say this truth, will I be favored? Will I blah blah blah? You know, I heard a teaching one time. They said, be careful the way you talk to people, blah blah blah, which is very important. Don't talk to people wrongly. Be nice, be righteous, but don't be careful for money to the extent where you can't say the truth. Are we together? You can't say the truth, because if you say the truth, you will not get paid. You will not get the money. I'm not saying you should go to your place of work and say, boss, you talk anyhow, you are stupid. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, someone, you know, when I was growing up, we had a case in the church I was worshipping. A man was in charge of the council of the church. I grew up in ND, so he was in charge. And he was a big man in ND. And he was luring one of the ladies in the choir, trying to sleep with the lady because she was looking for a job in ND and he was in charge. And yet he was our church council chairman. And I was astonished because every Sunday he comes, and when he makes announcement, you shout, praise the Lord, you know, in a dramatic way. And we in the instrument will be hitting the drums, you know. And you say all the big words and etc. But she was crying because he was, you know, she's a singer, a lead vocalist. She would come and cry and say he's a wicked man, blah, blah, blah. So one day when she told us, he now came holding the mic, praise! Everybody dropped everything. Everywhere was, he said, instrumentalist, praise! Nobody answered him. He just knew that somehow something is wrong somewhere. We all went outside and sat down, discussing how wicked he was. Now, this is it. Imagine the lady said, okay, because I want favor, I'll just allow him have his way. That's foolishness. Another one, our culture. Imagine your mom says, God forbid, but your mom tells you, according to our culture, the man must test you before marriage. Go and stay with the man. You respect mommy, but you can never do such a thing. So we want to test whether you are fruitful or you can multiply. Because the Bible says, be fruitful and multiply. That's the fruit of carnality. It says, God can give you a wife. And you say, all this mumu mumu talk. Which one is God can give? So now God will come open my eye to see who to marry. Me, I don't have eye. You know, somebody said, he said, God gave you eye. You are telling God to come and show you who to marry. People have carried their two big eye and marry what gave them heart attack and they died. Because we don't walk by sight, we walk by what? Faith. How many people carried their two korokoro eye and did rubbish things in this life? Huh? Okay, you now, looking at me now, you. If they told you that you'd have dated the last person you dated, would you have believed it? Nobody wants to answer me. Some of you now, they say you dated that person. God forbid, that bastard. That idiot. You need to see how people insult their ass. That useless idiot. Kai. They cheat me in this life. I don't know how I enter. You use your two korokoro eye and enter. Now you've discovered that he's a devil. In fact, devil's elder brother. You need to hear how people insult their ass. You pity them. Like, if you don't want to have problems, don't, you know, that's why I always advise men of God, don't go and date anyhow. You'll be preaching one day, they'll say, Apostle Samson. She'll come to the state and preach. One lady will just say that thing. Because you have dated her before. And she has seen you finish. Say, that thing, nine did they call apostle. Eh? If they only know who they are calling apostle, then you just say, I stand up and leave church when you are mounting the stage. You know, so one video one of my friends did on Instagram. He said, Cynthia. He said, when we met, my name was Papa. Then all of a sudden, when we started talking much deeper, you started reducing my name. You said Apostle. I did not complain. No. Then you now reduce it to Pastor. I still did not complain. Cynthia, how dare you call me bro? He said, that was not enough. Now you are calling me by my name with no bro on it. He said, Cynthia, imagine we never dated. Just see me with that eye and still call me Papa. I started laughing. You see, there was a time Cynthia was calling him Papa. But when he said, Cynthia, I love you, it didn't watch out down. I said, I cannot call somebody that told me he loved me Papa. Now his name is Apostle. Well, from Apostle, the name reduced to Pastor. Then, bro, the worst of it is when they call you fish and you are smiling. Alright. That's a very terrible place to be in life. They call some people fish. You know that. I told you my story now. How to repent. I was with this lady and we didn't know what we were doing, two of us actually. That's why I advise people very well. I love you, I love you, I love you, talk your own. That thing used to finish you. In fact, that thing it will just blind your eye. You don't even know. And you know, it's very hard to advise somebody in love. You say, I swear I love him. I love him. Say, no, he doesn't, you don't love him. He said, I love him, I'll die for him. A lot of time is hard. You know, I explained that before. That even God spoke to me. God spoke to me through a prophet. He called my name in his service. Simon! I still did not hear God. Yes. Somehow God just helped me. That's why I'm advising you people every day. I was in a service. I just started a relationship. 1 week I entered a service. I heard the man of God was coming to town. So I entered. We're all waiting to see that man of God. Immediately entered church. Started preaching in a very strange way. And he said, you know, when God begins to walk with you, blah, 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 blah. He said, what I'm saying are deep, but I don't know why that young man looked like he understands what I'm saying. You know, I said, do you understand what I'm saying? I said, yes, sir. Everybody was turning and looking at me, but you know, my joy was that nobody knew me in the service. I came from another land for the service. That was why I was happy. If I had one of those my wicked friends there, that story would still be saying it today. Then suddenly, while he was teaching, he now came to me and said, when God wants to demand some, you know, when God wants to take you far and do business with you, he will demand some level of consecration. That's why I start telling you to cut off that some of those relationships. For instance, he told Peter, he said, thou art Peter, thou art Simon. And upon, he pointed me, Simon. I said, who told you my name? Then he just removed his hand, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gate of hell. When he said Simon, when he turned, and I knew he didn't know my name. He actually just coincidentally by the prophetic picked me. If for instance I said, yes, that's my name. Oh God. I kept my cool. I composed myself. Even him did not understand. You know, some of you are like that. You are very wicked. A prophet will be saying, I see you in a relationship. Relationship. Very wicked people, and he's in public camera, TV. You are disgracing me in the world. Some people are like that, very wicked. That's why I say, man of God, look at your face before you prophesy. If you see their face is wicked, don't prophesy. They will disgrace you. You know, thank God the man didn't ask me. Maybe what me, I'm sure I would have confessed. But you know, me, he did not ask me any question. But I've seen people that I would tell them, you have this problem. You have to say, no. I don't know. Then after service, I'll hear Pastor Ed, sir, two people want to see you. So okay, let them come inside. Then people went, I thought I prophesied to you. I said, yes, sir, that's why I came. What did you come for? Sir, it's me you are talking about. I will stand up. But I asked you in church, you say it's not you. Yes, sir, I was not shy. I don't know how. I said you were shy. Now me, I've been disgraced. How will people see me in church? I've been disgraced. You say, say you are shy, will you come and confess and tell church that I got the prophetic word? But do you know what that does to people? Prophet, I've got prophet. They call me prophet. Everybody say prophet. He know how to prophesy. Then I call you and say this. Say no. What? The next person I meet, they say, now today, he failed the last time. Now I saw him, they fail every time. Fail and go. So those guys, you know, I've been experiencing that thing one or two times. I'm perplexed. One guy made me so angry. He wore suits. Arranged himself. I didn't give him even a bad prophetic word. I just said, I see God taking you far, but I've seen one or two things you need to remove. For instance, there's something even today happened. He says, I don't understand you, man of God. I said, you don't understand me? I said, oh, maybe it's in the future. You can sit down. The rest of the prophetic word, they did not burn the prophetic word to come out again. Everything closed. It went back to the Holy Spirit. I just said, let's lift your hands. Let's just bless the name of the Lord. Let's go home. When we finished, I couldn't look at people's face. I went to the office. I just put my head down. I said, God, am I truly a prophet? I've mistaken my calling. Is it that I'm a pastor? Let me just form pastor. Pastor only used to preach. No problem. Just. Hello, come inside. He was smiling. I said, you can sit down, please. I thought I prophesied to you. Sorry, sometimes we miss this. He said, sir, you did not miss it too. Say again, what do you mean by that? So everything you said was true. In fact, today it happened, but you know, I was just wondering how people will see me. I said, did I call your sin that you are saying you are wondering how people will see you? What if I say you agree and they just felt like you prayed this morning before you came to church? You know, he is enjoying himself, but me, I'm taking the shame. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, you people should learn that whenever a pastor calls out, alright, we accept indisciplined prophets. As a disciplined prophet, you don't see the sins of people in the public. It's wrong. Are we together? But sometimes when they hit around your situation, they don't want to hit it on the head because probably they don't want the public to know about it. When they hit around your situation, don't be embarrassed. They've not mentioned the main thing. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? For instance, I cannot come and say you slept with a lady before coming to church. Am I right? Even me, I'll say you are not right, sir. Because God would not want to disgrace anybody in the public. That's why all of you seated here, God don't used to give you vision about people's sin. Because he knows your heart, some of you. You will disgrace them. Imagine God used to give vision about people's sin in this place. You wake up in the morning, you see that somebody slept with somebody, somebody stole somebody's meat, somebody... As you come to church, it is 2x2. Oh, but I dream one dream about courage. He stole 5,000. Hey! He delete prayer. Oh God. Thief, they lead prayer. What could God say how thief they lead prayer? Church will be disorganized. That's why God would not do that. Are we together? I was going somewhere. What was I going to? And I promised myself that I'll not be missing point again. Where was I going to? Before all of this. People were enjoying everything I was saying. You forgot the main thing. What? If you have the mind, stand up and say it. No, that's not what I was saying. Where was I? Yes, bless you. Choir, did you hear that? Don't be too careful to a point you cannot say the truth. And I gave an instance. I said, your mom told you, it's part of their culture, useless, terrible culture. Then I said, you open your crow eye. You said, me, I have two eyes and go with it. People have used their two eyes and married the wrong men and the wrong women. Then I now use myself as an example. How God spoke to me through the life of that man of God. Do you know when I left that meeting, I promised myself, in the meeting, I was telling God, have mercy on me. Thank God you did not disgrace me. Last chance, I'm breaking up after this service. After this service, the lady cried, I did not break up. Because of her tears. As if Satan just planned it in. She now called me and was telling me problems, and crying on the phone. When she finished the problem, me, I now open my mouth and say, we'll pass through this together. I couldn't break up. A lot of people are in this on this table. Emotions. You know, I was talking to one of my military friends. He's a captain in Nigeria. We're talking about how we're growing in the field those days. He now remembered one of the jokes I joked when he told me when he told us he was in a relationship. We now asked him, what kind of relationship were you? How did you start this relationship? He said the girl was telling him his problems. Then the problems were too deep. He didn't just know when they just start liking each other. So me, I say, hey, oh, problem, start relationship, oh. So the whole place just scattered with laugh. So he remembered. He was telling me how that the joke, he couldn't sleep that night, was thinking of how to deal with me. And of course, he couldn't deal with me because I could beat him in the barracks. He couldn't do anything to me. You know, barracks is survival of the fittest. Is it true? Even if he's watching, he knew I can beat him. Even now, it's not that he's just a soldier now. Even if he drop kakina, if I catch him. So he couldn't do nothing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now we're just talking and he said those jokes, even though they were wicked jokes, somehow those things helped him. I said, how? He said he would admire that lady. Emotions should not never start relationship. Don't like pity somebody to marry the person. How can you pity somebody and marry the person? That's why you should be careful the kind of gifts you are collecting, some of you, especially boys. Boys that like food. Be very careful. Don't be collecting money anyhow, food. You know, some boys are opportunists. They like women that can give them money. As long as you can give them food and money, they will lie to you. Lie. There was a case we tried to judge in my office. The girl asked the guy at the point of the day, what are we doing? He said, I don't understand the question. Then the girl now came to our church and saw the guy. You know me, I don't used to hide people's sin. She now reported to one of the pastors that this guy has been eating her money, eating her food, borrowing her money. If he just borrow, that's all. Eat food. He's even getting fat with the food. He's just eating her food. The mother and father will give them food stuff. He will eat all. They now brought the case to my office. I did not waste time. I said, go and call the boys in church. Call him to come. I said, do you know this girl? He said, yeah. He was doing like it's a strange face. I said, do you know the girl? He said, yes, sir. I said, who is she? He said, my neighbor. I said, what has been happening between you and your neighbor? No, oh, sir, no. I just invited her to church. You invited her to church? Have you been eating her food? I said, have you been eating her food? You are thinking. He said, yes, sir. She used to give me food. They call long, so not only food, money, longer throat. Poverty mentality is why you collect money from a woman, you now collect again. You have a poor mindset, you can't go far. You are an opportunist. The type of you, God have removed your name from the book of life. You can't go far. It's a very bad character. If you are not born again, it's understandable, but you are born again. You know, some people are disgracing this name, born again. In fact, it is born against for their own character, their own matter. They disgrace that name called born again. If you are born again, be careful. Don't live like a miserable person. So I asked him a question in affront. I said, now answer letter here. Did I teach you this thing? He said, no. I said, young woman, be hearing him. Did I teach you that I should chop people's food? He said, no. Did I teach you to collect anybody's money? He said, no. I said, are you hearing him? Let him not give you a bad character. We have nice guys that don't chop people's money in this church. And I warned him, in fact, if not that he doesn't have money, somebody that is born will have, you would have paid out all of the money. And she said, at some point she fell in love. She was really in love. In fact, that's why she was giving him all of those things. She was madly. She has scattered on the ground. That's one problem with some of you that think you are fine boys. Not that you are fine boys, you think you are fine boys. When one or two ladies deceive you, you are fine boys, you start misbehaving. You know, one time I saw one of my sons in the bed, he snapped. You know, like, ice kid. I said, what are you doing like that for? He said, no, sir, it's just... You know, that's a child. You can't be a Christian who knows God and you are there. You are snapping me. Hey, God. You better delete that picture. You can't be doing those kind of things. See, set up. It's a sign that you are not spiritual. Oh, you are a lady, you want to snap. What's that? You are not spiritual. People are snapping like this. You are God showing Moses your back. Hallelujah. It's a sign. And you know, most of them don't even know what they are doing. They just, in computer science, one of the last topics we did in 400 level was called current trends in computer science. They just follow everything that is current without making inquiries. You know, one time they were doing something in their mouth. The thing has finished. Most of you here did it. Am I lying? You are pretending like you don't know that thing. So it's me that know now. That you snap up. That one finished. One man came, they started removing their tongue out. They don't know what they are doing. But they did it. Some of you now have tired. You have stopped the thing. Nobody told you to stop. Now is you will soon tire again. You are light of the world, but you are the one following trends. Light of the world, they follow trends. As long as Beyonce do it, hey, we are following. As Rihanna, Tiwa Savage, you are light of the world. Are you listening to me? Light of the world. I told you last two Sundays, I said, don't think that we're against these people we are mentioning here. Like we hate them. I don't hate all of these guys I mentioned that sing worldly song. I don't hate them. Even Jesus doesn't hate them. He died for them. In fact, for all of us, he died for us while we were still sinners. We didn't deserve it. Are you listening to me? But God doesn't like the sin. Alright? He loves a sinner, not the sin. Are you listening to me? Now, why I'm saying this is because we all obviously know that some of these practices are wrong. But we can't talk about it. Who here knows, doesn't know that what Bonobo is doing is a wrong thing? What Davido, the part they are taking, whiskey, are wrong. You all don't know. But why is it that you see people still playing all of those songs? Because you are not bold with the truth of God's word. Rather, we are having gospel songs now that sound like that. Somebody is singing gospel songs now, there are dancers like Beyonce around. Even the dressing. It's time to wake up. Imagine Jesus is in your generation. Imagine. Then he goes for a meeting and a worship leader. He's doing some of these things you people do. What do you think will happen in that service? They will all be slain. He will sit down and just be getting the glory concentrated. He will just make the place covered with the glory so that nobody can talk. Like Old Testament, when he didn't like the way they were fully ordered, the Bible said the glory of God covered the temple so that even Moses could not talk. You hold microphone, you just fall on the ground. You will not be able to say anything. And you know, the sad part of it is that people are copying. Why we rebuke those ideologies? Because people are copying those parts. Young people are following those parts. Are you listening to me? You can receive sounds from heaven. You can't tell me that Davido is more anointed than all of the gospel artists. He will sit down and get an inspiration. When he's done, church will buy into it. How can you tell me that all of the dance we have is the word that are teaching us? All of our dance. See, it's not like I hate. You know, if we start talking now, some of you will say reggae is not a gospel. Yes, I know reggae didn't start, but the point, this is the point. Why is it that it's the word that will be inspiring the church? I know reggae didn't start by a Christian. No, it's not a Christian that started reggae. I know that. We play it in church. But now, moving forward, today, why is it that we get more inspired by worldly guys? Why are we not the one inspiring them? Are we so dull that we cannot create beats that they will be vibing to? partially a former, how do they call people that are former in schools? I'm a former instrumentalist. I know when it's a worldly song, and I know when it's a gospel beat we're playing. Because as I drive through the road, I hear worldly music too. Whether you like it or not, I will hear Burna Boy song. I will hear Davido song, whether I want it or not, because people are playing it. People get what I'm trying to say. Some of the gym we go to serve, they don't want to hear anything gospel. One day I went to the gym, they say I should play music. I say people are making a mistake. They carried my phone because everybody, well, I've gone. So, as they forced me, I played. And they say the thing is making them want to sleep. I say, Tor. That's the one I have. People were just leaving the gym because they wanted to sleep. The thing was not inspiring them to. Hallelujah to Jesus. But this is the point. I've never told them that I wanted to play my gospel song. Because I know they will not, some of them will not like it. I even get out and try to say, although they are good praise song, I think you can gym with, isn't it? Huh? They are good praise song you can gym with. Even good Christian rap. They have Christian rap. They are nice. You can gym with them. But this is the point. When they are playing their songs, I cannot go and force them and say, leave, especially when he's an unbeliever who doesn't even believe in God. Leave this place. Me too, I paid money. You cannot play this song. You keep your mouth shut. We too, if we start our own, they keep their mouth shut. I was sharing with my wife. I said, you see, we must be bold about our faith. Because one time, I entered boat before I had a car. The man, that first time I had an accident with my car, the man was playing one new song. I said, Oga, just off the music. It's me you are taking to the house. Just off. I don't want to hear it. He did like he did not hear me. You know, some stubborn. They don't even know business. Yet they want to be business people. So I said, Oga, you did not hear me. He seemed like he did not hear me. I said, I'm leaving your car now. I opened the door. I said, if you don't stop now, I will go out of this car. I will not be injured. It's not today they bomb me. I know all this. We have come out of car when it's moving before and the rest. You carry yourself to the house. As I opened the door, I said, I didn't know you had this serious. So I said, play it again and see. I will fly 360 out of this car. It's just to tumble once and stand up and be going home. It's once now. You just come out, you now turn 360. Then you stand. You will not wound. Because if you come straight, you fall through this side. So you have just tumble once. So he stopped. I was bored about my faith. You can't come to my naming ceremony. I want to say, Pastor, I know they like the vibes for this place. Take the video, play something hot. I will push you and your generation out of that place. I told my wife, I said, now that we have a child, I said, listen to my rules and regulations. Any cousin or auntie who used to do worldly things should not come and do nanny in this house. You hear? Yes. Same for me. Number two, any cousin or auntie that will have been singing worldly song on their status, if they don't mind, they should not carry our baby self. I'm that brutal. There are some people that insult us when we talk like, this one is too, you go and keep your children with them. Just 2 weeks, your child will come back. Brother, then they do one thing. Your child. Fam. Pastor's child. That's where the problem starts. We dealt with a case in this church. A pastor's daughter. I think Pastor Emmanuel knew about the case. A pastor's daughter. The level of darkness. And when we asked her, she said, it's from the home. The troubles in the home. And etc. You think it takes the devil eternity to sow a seed or a useless seed in the life of a child? He said, why men slept? The devil came and what? He said, I don't joke with my children. They are for signs and they are for wonders. If you are not happy, go. I'm not designed to make you happy. Go and look for that Father Christmas and be happy. I'm not the person that sells ice cream. I'm not designed to make you happy. Even Jesus did not make everybody happy. Didn't he flog in the Bible? He flogged. Was Jesus a bad person after flogging? He's still a good father, isn't it? But he flogged people, isn't it? When he said Herod is a force, was he still good? Some of you are doubting. Was he still good? Did he call Herod a force? we are brutal sometimes does not mean we are bad people. We're talking about destinies here. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. Wake up to the truth of God's word. Then your life will be beautiful. It says, holding on to the truth, you will see with your life and those that would hear you. Are you guys here tonight? Be bold about it. I was praying for a lady in the first service. I think it was Elizabeth. And I saw her lifting a banner up. It reminds me of that Pastor Chintok song that says, we lift your banner high. It's high above the heavens. What I'm trying to say is that be bold lifting the banner of God high. I read this morning Prophet Chuck Pierce. He said something beautiful on Instagram. He said, life is beautiful when you give it back to the source of life. When you leave your life as an offering back to the one that gave you life. See, that's the beauty of life. Nobody knows us more than God. Nobody understands creation more than the Creator. I've said that several times. Are you listening to me? Be bold to live for God. Be bold. Be happy. Be excited. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
lift his banner high. He said, prove your call by doing the work of what? An evangelist. Don't be scared. Do it. I can't tell you how many times I've stopped and speak to smokers. In fact, it's my hobby now. The fear is gone. I didn't used to be like this many years ago. Now I'm driving, I see people smoking. I don't care. I off the car, I come out and I say, I want to talk to you people about Jesus. They are amazed. And I talk to them. Whether you look like a cultist, I don't care. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel. And I told you one time, I said, some of these people that smoke, you'll be amazed. They have, some of them have the most soft heart. Soft. I went somewhere, they were smoking Igbo. Pouring on my face while I was teaching. When I was done, how many of you want to receive Jesus? Almost three of them, I missed five, raised their hands to receive Jesus. When one of them followed me to my house, he started crying immediately. He said, Pastor, I want to tell you how I became this, blah, blah, blah. I failed, my father insulted me, my mother insulted me, so I just made up my mind I was going to smoke, blah, blah. That's how I became a smoker. So when you see people that smoke, don't run away and say you not give them the gospel. The gospel is for everybody. Are you listening to me? It's for everybody. You can put your face mark and preach to them because they will not stop pouring the smoke. But meanwhile, keep on preaching to them. Some of them, they are very wonderful, kind, soft people. I tell you the truth. You know, my wife is surprised anytime she sees me, one of my very good friends in Abuja. We always play football. We used to play football together in the barracks and we played the same position. So we were good friends because we were rivals. We used to pray for one person to play bad in the field so that they would bench him and put the other person. So he made us opposition. And we became so close that even as a pastor, if you see me and the guy, you'll be wondering. And one of the times we took picture in Abuja, he was with earring. So I told my wife I was coming. We were not married that time. I think we even caught wedding self. Before caught wedding, I went to play football with him. And he wore earring and he wanted a picture with me. So we took a picture. He was with one earring. So my wife saw me and said, ah, Pastor Simon, who is this one that you are snapping with the ass earring? Are you holding yourself like good friends? I said, yeah, we are good friends. Eh? I said, yes. This guy has a very good heart too. She wanted to go back. I said, just calm down. He's a very nice person. You will not believe it. Very, very nice. If I want to do anything in Abuja now, like this, whether it's 1 billion, I'll call him. He will do it without question. He will finish it, send the receipt. Very nice person. So I said to her, the reason I'm close to him is because I really want to see him change. In a year, he wouldn't go to church till I come to Abuja. The sister said, except you talk, he will not go to church. So this is why I do it now. If I come to Abuja, me and him, we follow. If I'm going for a program, we go together to the program. He follows me. I will not be shocked if he's watching me right now. And he didn't really have some nice attributes, you know, the smoking, the drinking. And I was still cool with him. I remember one time he went and did it. And of course, I already know the culture. I go in the bag. So I knew he had just finished those things. So I said, why did you smoke? He said, who told you I smoke? I said, you smoke. In the public. I said, you smoke. Do your worst. He said, guy, get out. I'm there. Get out. I said, you are telling me to get out. I said, sorry, I'm there. Sorry, Pastor. I don't forget to be Pastor. You know, he came close to me and apologized. and still was insisting in this. I said, I know you smoked. So I told him, repent. I was touching his shoulder. I said, repent. You go to hell. It was a joke, although. But in the middle of the night, I always speak to him. Anytime we're staying together, I speak to him. And I observe he really has a soft heart. You see him just open up, tell you everything. And of course, God is making progress with his life already in the name of Jesus. What am I trying to say? A lot of these guys you see out there, one or two things led them to the kind of life they are living. They are not bad people. Are you listening to me? Am I saying you should go out and smoke with them? No. God loves the smoker, not the smoke. How do I put it? Not the smoking. He loves the smoker, not the smoking. So today, when you hear the word of God, harden not your heart. Last point before we go. You know, some of us, when we share, you know, one time a young man saw me, not really a young man, quite elderly. He said, Pastor Simon, you kind of live a boring life. That was my 200 level. I said, why? He said, I checked your laptop. I wanted to steal some movies. He said, I did not see even one movie. So I said, is that what it means for me to be living boring life? He said, he's only preaching. You want to change the world upside down? I said, yes. I want to change it upside down. Then, you know, see, and then looked at my face and like, I just saw her now. You think I will not catch you? God is watching you. When I said no movies, then, you know what she means? I'm not going to get movie now. Me, I go get to now. You be pastor. You be pastor. Let me be God call. You know, I saw her face. Hallelujah to Jesus. Am I saying don't have movies? That's not what I'm saying. No. Even me, once in a while, I watch TNT. Wherever I meet it and finish, fine, I watch movie. Once in a while, I watch it. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you know what struck me was that he said I was living a boring life. So I was trying to defend myself. I said, I'm not living a boring life. Not at all. He said, so you wake up every morning, study the Bible, hear preaching, read book in school, and sleep. I said, yes. He said, how are you happy? I said, I'm very happy. The Bible says he has given us his word so that his joy. Do you understand? It's because you have not really stayed with the word of God. That's why you think reading the word of God is boring. How can reading the word of God be boring? Every moment of my life, if I have nothing doing, I'm reading with my iPad. If I have nothing doing, I'm actually, and I create time to read. Don't think it's only when I have nothing doing that I read. I always read, but when it calls for duty, like now, I nurse my baby. So when I'm done nursing my baby, and I have a little space, I read. You know, the woman cannot nurse alone, except you are a wicked man. Because sometimes you have to hold the husband for her to bath, for her to cook, for her to sleep. You understand? He has never held Elam for his wife to sleep. That's why he's looking at me like, hold your baby, let your wife sleep. Sometimes 2 hours sleep. Thank you. You are welcome. It's true. I hold my baby, my wife is asleep. Hey, you wouldn't believe it. Yes. I say, you know, she is cherry. My wife is cherry. The baby is cherry. So, I say, cherry, you can sleep now. Cherry, you are here with me. The Lord give you understanding. Prophet Ubayinje said he put apron and enter kitchen and snap picture. He said the whole world were saying, that's, I can't believe a prophet is cooking. He said he was shocked seeing the comment. But he said he couldn't fold his hand. He accepted all the glory. But people say, oh, that's, we bless the Lord. There's nothing there to help your wife. He was just accepting. So one day he came for confession in the church and said, that day he entered the kitchen and he said, I want to see how human beings think. And he told the wife to remove her own and he wore it. And he said the wife should snap him. He said, whatever was in that pot, he didn't even know. He was just rolling the pot. When she snapped, he said he removed it back, gave her back, took the phone, and went away and posted it. You know, people like all of those things. That's why ladies like to snap around bends, all those kind of things and the rest. All those fake Instagram live. There's no lady in church here that is ugly on Instagram. Go and check. All their macadam, all of them, if you see where they snap. They are precious, them. Precious is the queen of TikTok. You need to see her videos. She has more followers than me, her pastor. I just started. She has more followers times two. We are following them who through faith and patience obtained the promise. they used to notify me anytime she posts. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. People like all of those things. If I as I say this thing now, some of you are clapping. You don't even know whether I did it or not. Of course, probably I did it. I told my wife before I close, I said, you people like liars. Women, you like liars. You don't like people that say the truth. So when we're growing up in a relationship, I told her that me, I'm not that kind of man that can wake up. Because I check my life and I will not be able to wake up and go and cook and give my wife on bed. So I said, I don't think I will be able to do that thing. She said, why? I said, because I don't know whether I'll be able to wake up before you. I used to sleep in the night, sometimes 3 o'clock. When will I now wake up and cook? Let's be realistic. So I said, maybe one day I'll do it. But maybe I will not do it. But I believe that I will not do it more than I will do it. So I said, no problem. I will manage. Then, over the years, I've done wonderful things around that area. Then when she said, I said, yes. You see, we are not hypocrites. The ones that promise you would have shown you pepe. That's what I used to tell her. And that's the problem of most ladies here before I end. You people like Korean movies. You like Catalina and Sebastian. You like Z-World, Diego and Paloma. Because the men will just come early morning and come outside. You just give the woman, open the door, just give the woman a flower. Ooh. And don't play music. Jingong, ding, gong, Indian film. You know, two men, man and woman just meet. They just talk small. They came for a marriage. They were just eyeing themselves. Indian film. After they eye themselves, the next day, his music, you hear, bush, bush. The guy has dress with his voice. And the lady is moving. Bam, 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 bam. You like all of those things, those glories. I saw one of my lady, my daughters in the village, she posted that she wished she can have this kind of surprise. You know what the surprise was? They used Lamborghini pink color and put flower and money buffet around the flower. They now came and engaged the lady. She now put on her side, I wish I can have this. And I said, you are looking for a problem. I commented, I said, you are looking for wahala. These expectations are the reason why you could just carry trash as husband. This expectation, because most of them know you. So they'll start behaving like that in this talking stage. The guy will always pass, drive by and keep suya. He knows you like food. He will keep suya, keep yogurt. And you just be falling in love. Meanwhile, Oche is in church. Naughty! Oche on his prayer. Have you prayed today? Don't you know the vision God has given me? You are supposed to be praying. We are taking nations. Okay, listen to 5 messages today and pray for 3 hours. Meanwhile, Odogu will just pass and keep suya and yogurt. And now you are left with two terrible. I mean, the option is two. You know, you are weighing. This guy is spiritual, but this one understands women. You are playing with fire. Wake up. It is not all that glitters that is gold. Am I teaching that guys should be, Christian brothers should be greedy? Actually, there are some greedy Christian brothers. But am I teaching that Christian brothers should be greedy? No. But I'm saying that somebody who has not finished arranging his life, I mean, he's trying to make sure his business is big. I'm telling him to be spending $5,000 for suya every day. Let's be realistic. That's profit. If he spends his profit, how will he have a family tomorrow? That's why you should be very diligent as a woman. Don't be waiting for a man's money. We finish school the same time. Graduate the same time. Do NYC the same time. You are not expecting me to say my mate. Yufa, your mate, what are they doing? Why? Life is not fair on guys. I finished preaching. Be wise. Before you marry something one time and start saying, God is giving husband me, God gave me that thing. Wake up. Are you listening? And if any man that thinks he can buy you, he's a suspect. Wake up. I know some of you say, I don't mind, Pastor, I don't mind. You better mind. Let nobody buy. And men, be diligent. Christian brothers, be diligent. Be diligent in your work. Be diligent in your business. Are we together? Be very diligent. Because the truth is that, is it prayer and fasting you want to use to give children school fees and the rest? Let your praying and fasting produce results. Are you listening to me? Be diligent. As you are doing prayer and fasting, be innovative. Alright? Tell the Lord, give me an idea for the millions. The Bible says even money is a defense. Not Yahoo Yahoo. And all of those things. Are you listening to me? Be diligent. Expect millions. You can have it. Expect it. You write it in my New Year resolution. I'm going to win 1,000 souls. As I say millions, now they are rich and their fire has stood up. New Year resolution, I'm winning 500 souls for Jesus. You know, I was preaching since when I say millions that I heard, yes, sir! From this place. So when you win the 500 souls for Jesus, then you now write the second one. Mean it. Seek first kingdom, every other good thing. Try this thing and see. If you are able to win 200 souls next year, people should watch what I will tell him. Because you see, most people don't know that their answer prayers is just in being instruction. The Bible says obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. You can be sacrificed. Business, go for business conference. I tell you, there are some people that they only know how to serve God properly. That's why their businesses are making progress. I'm not saying don't go for conferences, but one of the things probably you've not added is your diligent service to God. Commitment to God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Serve God properly. Imagine you are winning souls. We do marketing now. Win 200 souls for Jesus next year. And see whether God will not give you all those millions you are dreaming about. He's a businessman. That's why I'm using him. See whether he will not give you. All of you, try what I'm saying. Don't go and write all those lists, New Year resolution. Some of you don't even know where the papers are now. Seek first the kingdom. Every other word, good thing will be what? Are we together? Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, everything I've heard tonight may be a light to my path and a lamp for my feet. Go ahead and pray. Everything I've heard tonight, a light for my path and a lamp for my feet. May I not be a forgetful hearer of your word. May I not be a forgetful hearer of your word. Go ahead and pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.